And I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Clinton Ross. He's a legislative aide to former Governor Gary Johnson. He's a longtime observer of New Mexico politics. He's currently a blogger for LibertyNewMexico.com. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me, Mary Charlotte.
So we always talk on this program to, well, a lot of Democrats, some Republicans. You are a libertarian. What are libertarians all about?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for having me on the show, particularly in places like Santa Fe. We don't always get a chance to express our views here. And I guess a libertarian, most succinctly put, would be one who looks for minimal intrusion of government upon a person and even a society's conduct of life. And whereas Republicans and Democrats, for various reasons, want to promote government to further their particular interests, libertarians go exactly the opposite direction.
And so how did Governor Gary Johnson try to do that in his administration?
Well, you know, Governor Johnson was, he was known as, Governor No, because he vetoed probably more legislation than he actually signed, based on his philosophy that we already have enough laws, and if anything, we ought to reduce what we've got now. And then you saw it in some of his other policies, some of his, legalization of illicit substances right now, and his declaration that this massive government-run war on drugs was a complete disaster, and, some of his tax policies and other things like that.
Now, what's your perspective looking back on Governor Richardson's administration?
Well, I appreciate that Governor Richardson cut income tax. That was something that Governor Johnson had been trying to do for years, and I liked his... I like that he passed the concealed carry permit situation, but other than that, I didn't really have much use for Big Bill, to be honest with you. Although I did appreciate the scarves that he wore. I thought that was a that was a nice touch. I saw a picture of him once with the Dalai Lama, and there he was with a big orange scarf on, and that takes some cojones in my book.
So, again, so your perspective on a Democratic governor was, okay, concealed firearms, tax cutting, which seems to be more like what Republicans tend to do. Now, what's your perspective on the Susana Martinez administration?
Well, I think, Governor Martinez, as far as government goes, is doing a fine job for the state of New Mexico. I appreciate the fact that in this last tax package that they put through, they're closing loopholes on a bunch of corporate welfare, some of these high-wage job tax credits and manufacturing tax credits that just got way out of hand or were seriously abused. I particularly like things, it may sound kind of trivial, but, signing the bill allowing dogs on restaurant patios. I mean, that's a libertarian point of view. you should be able to take your dog where you go.
That's a dog-loving point of view from my perspective, but yes.
There you go. I'm encouraged by her mandate of firearms training for victims of domestic violence, working statewide with all the battered women shelters to, teach them how to use guns to defend themselves. And
is that right?
Yeah, that's a heck of an initiative that they're pursuing. And
so wait a minute. So there's an initiative that would give firearms training to victims of domestic violence.
Yes, ma'am.
Very interesting.
And, I'm told that, someone inside her administration, may have had an illness and as a consequence has really seen the benefits of medical marijuana. So, maybe that'll move the administration to pursue some big drug reform legislation, upcoming.
Well, so far they've been against that.
Well, things change. When you get into that office and you have some personal experience and people close to you have those kind of experiences, you begin to see the benefits of considering those policies.
Now let's talk for a moment about the film program. That's something that she ran on a platform that was kind of against the New Mexico film incentives. Has that changed?
Well, they support the film program now. I think they see the value of it, in terms of job creation and such. And, one of the things when, she just went to visit the new Pope in Rome, and one of the things that they did was was offer a reciprocity agreement to the Vatican to, whereas if a New Mexican goes out and shoots a film in the Vatican, well, we'll offer, you know, incentives out there. And the Pope was very pleased about that. I'm told he's a big fan of the cinema, that particularly Breaking Bad is one of his favorite TV shows.
The new Pope.
So the new Pope
watches Breaking Bad.
Well, it looks like changes are coming. You know, changes are coming to the Vatican, changes are coming to the church, and, you know, as a church-going man myself, I appreciate that.
And so there are film incentives that would allow New Mexican filmmakers to actually shoot at the Vatican, which is unusual because that's a place where you have to go through a kind of, as I've heard, kind of a real bureaucracy to be able to shoot there. And it's interesting because the Breaking Bad bill was just passed. But let's move on. What would you say are some of your criticisms of the current administration?
Well, you know, I'm not too keen on their idea to sell off one of the labs, you know, to try to close the sequester gap. You know, I know
this, one of the national laboratories?
One of the national labs, yeah. I know they sold that jet early on, but I think, you know, selling one of the labs has taken it a little step too far.
What do you mean, like, selling the whole lab?
Selling the whole lab, you know.
Which one?
Well, they're doing a review of it. You know, it's kind of like the BRAC situation that we went through a few years ago, the base reduction and closing rounds by the feds. And, you know, I'm from Floyd, New Mexico, and one of the bases targeted for closure back then was Cannon Air Force Base, and we had to fight our tails off to keep that facility open, and I just don't see this as being productive.
And so that lab would just go?
Yeah, we go, you know, sell it outright or lease it. There are, you know, plenty of countries or even private companies that would be interested in, you know, in having a facility like that at their disposal. And another concern that I have is, you know, with this climate change going on now, and I don't know where Governor Martinez stands on this, but, you know, we're really concerned with, I don't deny climate change. I'm not a science denier or anything, but we got to prepare ourselves for this. And one of the things that really concerns me the most is, you know, migration northward of species.
That's very true. I mean, they go, as the earth warms, species go to places where it's a little cooler. And so you have northward migration of species.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, we all know how important it is to protect the integrity of our borders. And so I don't want to see, you know, animals coming out of Mexico crossing our borders, you know, essentially illegally, you know, without proper documentation and such. And, you know, we already got enough Mexican wolves up here as it is now. And, you know, next thing you know, it's going to be, you know, Gila monsters and lizards and everything. Everybody's going to think they can just come to New Mexico. And we got to do something about that now. So we're working with the administration on coming up with a plan to both secure the borders and ensure, you know, proper documentation of animals.
But you can't document animals.
Well, you know, they already do that in Switzerland to control the migration of animals between northern Italy and Switzerland. You know, the Italians don't keep as good a grip on their animal populations as they ought to. And, you know, so the Swiss have taken matters into their own hand, and I think we're facing a similar situation. You know, they actually do radio tagging there in Switzerland, and, you know, with modern technology, I don't see why this should be such a big problem.
We're talking to Clinton Ross, who is a blogger for Liberty New Mexico. Now, you've written in your blog a number of times about the New Mexico spaceport. What is going on down there?
Well, that's a facility, you know, we really support. You know, it's something that gives New Mexicans something to be proud of. And, you know, they're getting ready to launch their second orbital flight here in just a couple months. And so that's going to be a real exciting thing to see. And I think there's a big future there for the state.
Now, what do they do? Like, I could go into space?
You could go into space. If you know, right now it's kind of expensive, but pretty soon, you know, hopefully the average man or woman will be able to drive down there a little past, you know, TRC and get on a spaceship. Some of your listeners may have seen a few months back that fella, Felix Baumgartner, and jump out of that balloon for a parachute from about 130,000 feet up.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was a heck of something right over Roswell. But that gave us an idea that, you know, maybe that's something we could do from the rockets at the spaceport too. So, you know, instead of flying up and flying back, you fly up and maybe you jump out and come back down to Earth on a parachute like that. That would be, one heck of a ride.
But you wouldn't have to.
No, it would be an option, but, you know, I know a lot of folks who'd want to do something like that.
Very interesting. Now, when you go, can you take your dog?
Not quite yet. We're working on that. I think maybe Governor Martinez will extend her dogs on patios to dogs and rockets.
I think that would be very interesting, because wasn't the dog the first mammal in space?
I think there was a dog that went up. A dog and then a monkey and then a talking monkey.
That would be we. We're talking to Clinton Ross, former aide to Governor Gary Johnson when he was governor of New Mexico. Now, what is Governor Johnson up to these days?
Well, you know, Gary's a very active and athletic individual. He's, you know, climbed Mount Everest and a number of other top mountains in the world, and he's a big triathlete. Now he's preparing for his next challenge, which is he's going to run around the entire perimeter of Antarctica. He's going to do it.
No way.
Yep. He's not taking dogs or sleds or anything like that. He's going to run. And he's getting himself in shape and is very much looking forward to that.
Now, you, Clinton Ross, are founder and blogger for LibertyNewMexico.com. Anything you want to say before we go? Like, just your kind of overview of politics in New Mexico today.
Well, you know, I think politics in New Mexico are moving more towards a libertarian perspective and away from big government on either side. I mean, Karl Rove is coming to town in 10 days here, and he's only sold 40 tickets at the Lenzic. You know, I mean, that should tell you something about the level of interest in big party politics anymore. You know, we'd obviously like to see an expansion of the medical marijuana program and, you know, not even confine it necessarily to medical marijuana. And, you know, gay marriage, I mean, people ought to be able to marry who they want in a libertarian view. And heck, as far as I'm concerned, when you get your marriage license, the state ought to issue you a concealed carry permit as a wedding gift as well. You know, see things moving in that way. And then I guess the last thing I'd say is on border security. You know I'm concerned about animal migration and stuff, but I think that as long as the borders are secure from a crime perspective and a military perspective, that people at least, you know, ought to be able to come and go as they please, you know, anywhere on this great earth, because that's the meaning of true liberty in my mind.
Clinton Ross, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having me.